I learned that as I begin to get in touch with my higher power, I learn to forgive myself, to let myself go, to begin to experience the beauty of myself as a person. As I experience this beautiful gift of a higher power, I am opening up this beautiful gift inside of me. I am beginning to experience a beautiful change in myself. It means I learn to relax more, and I learn to call upon my powers, my strengths, the things that are inside of me. And these powers and these strengths will teach me. They will help me to grow. They will teach me to experience the beautiful gift of my personhood on the inside. This beautiful aspect of recovery, this beautiful concept, teaches me the gift of what life is. See, in the second step, as the first step, what I've done is I have learned the beautiful concept of being able to look at myself through the eyes of the positive. In the first step, I looked at reality, and I shared reality. And reality gave me a lot of pain and a lot of struggle. You will notice in the first five steps of this program, by the way, that the first five steps of this program are centered around pain. And yet it's a beautiful pain. The pain changes. I guess it seems kind of ironical that I'm sitting here talking about pain as being beautiful. And yet, as you go through each stage of recovery and each of the steps, you'll begin to realize that each of us will begin to experience pain from a different perspective. In the first step, we experience it from the perspective of reality. No one wants to look at reality. Reality is not easy. Nobody wants to acknowledge reality because, again, we have to acknowledge who we are and to acknowledge ourselves. In the second step, we look at it through the eyes of honesty, humility, humanity, humor, through the eyes of learning to forgive, to heal. And if you do all this and you begin to work on it, what will happen to you is you will begin to experience a different change inside of you. And we call that the change of sanity. You know what's so scary about most of this process? That most of us in our life have never experienced serenity and sanity, peacefulness and calmness. We have never experienced the beauty and the strength of life. And so as a result, so many of us have avoided and we've missed so much of life. The second step tells us that this will restore us, this higher power will restore us to sanity. When you get in touch with your higher self, your higher child, the inner child within you, what you will do is you will begin now to begin to experience some of the basic needs that we have in life. For example, you begin to experience the safety, as we talked about the we. You begin to experience the safety of being around people that accept you, of being around people that love you. You begin to experience the gift of love and what it's all about, because you will learn in the second step the importance of loving yourself, the importance of celebrating yourself, the importance of being open, the importance of growing. You will begin to experience a different vision of yourself as a person. The importance of celebrating yourself and loving yourself. In the second step, we basically open ourselves up to begin to discover the beautiful gift of our personhood. We begin to vision life through that beautiful positive set of glasses, that beautiful positive concept. What we have learned in these two steps is we have learned to look at life through a different set of eyes. Even though they are painful and there's struggle involved in it, we still are able to experience it and grow. This leads us to the third step of the program. The third step is probably one of the most beautiful spiritual steps of the program. Both the third and the 11th step are called the key steps of spirituality and recovery. In the third step, we learn the beautiful principle of learning to let go. One of the hardest things for all of us as codependents is our major issue of control, our major issue of dependency. We have this drive, this obsession inside of us to constantly try to control and to constantly try to make people become what we want them to become. In this third step, we learn the beautiful gift of releasing, the beautiful gift of letting go. And believe me, it's not easy. For many of us, this step basically makes us take that step into life. We finally have to walk into the unknown. We walk into